You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are now listening to the Ride or Cry podcast.
You want salsa?
Salsa.
Salsa. Salsa. Salsa.
I'm all right.
So what's up, dude? Welcome. Thanks for coming by. This is our first one without Morgan, and he usually talks like forever.
He just talks about himself for like 90% of the podcast.
That's okay. Wow, I feel like I'm missing something really.
You are. Okay. I can sum it up. You're gonna miss him talking about like doing drugs when he was a teenager in Tucson. You're gonna miss him talking about Fargo and how. It is the best show of all time. Yeah. You're going to miss him talking about... What else is there? His depression, probably. What else?
I think he covered it. That's pretty much it.
I think we can cover a few of those.
We'll probably hit a lot of those.
Yeah.
The depression, especially.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we wanted to talk to you about first.
So we're here today with our friend Henry from Space Yacht.
What's up, guys?
You got TJ and Babs, and you can probably hear Gabe breathing in the background. Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Gabe.
But yeah, Henry throws an awesome party called Space Yacht. It's also on Tuesday nights. It's in Los Angeles. And I feel like we just have a lot in common. Henry and I actually used to intern together at the Windish Agency back in the day.
Hell yeah.
When I first moved to LA, and, then we went on to both work at digital strategy companies, social media companies, and then we both started throwing parties.
You know, I don't remember, but did we start our parties at the same time?
Did you start yours?
January 2015.
Oh, ours was December. We were a month before you.
Oh, wow.
2014.
Right around the same ballpark then. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Wait, so why did you start yours on a Tuesday?
It was... You know, at the time, we were just new kids, and we didn't know any better. And I think, looking back, it was probably because that's the only date that any, you know, venue owner would care to have a new kid in.
Yep.
Same, like, yeah, well, yeah, whatever, we'll do it. And we the first party was only meant to be a one-off. So me and my partners, Rami and Ollie, we just invited all our friends. It's kind of an industry vibe, actually a very industry vibe. In terms of like the dance, you know, agents and the young assistants and all that. And it sort of took off from there. And, you know, the bar owner came back that night and was like, okay, you're doing this every week. All right. You know.
Nice. Yeah, that's exactly what happened with us too. Like they would only give us a Tuesday.
Yeah.
We wanted a Thursday and they were like, I don't know.
Yeah, good emo luck night. With that.
We have a lot of Dodgers fans in here on Thursdays. They're probably not going to like all these emo kids.
Right. Was it the shortstop?
Yeah, it was the shortstop. Okay. And they like didn't think anybody would come, which honestly, like we didn't either. So I don't blame them, but that's like,
So how did it turn out the first show?
It was crazy. There was a line down the block and it was raining.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So ours was supposed to be a one-off too. Just like one party and then here we are.
Very similar beginnings. That's crazy.
Yeah. I love it.
You know what's super funny also is that like our first party, we passed out pizza to everybody.
No way.
In line. Yeah.
You know, we didn't even do that the first time. That whole tradition came out of, it was like show number three. And we share a wall with Supper Club. And there was some sort of like, you know, they were doing renovations and, you know, it's cool with us, but there was like a sewage thing. Like they were kind of repairing that part across the span of 3 days. And one of those days happened to be a Tuesday and we had no idea. So the smell sort of started wafting in and we get there at 8 and we're setting up. It's like, yo, what is this smell?
Oh my God.
So we kind of Febreze it a little bit. And towards the middle of the night, we're like, okay, everyone's literally leaving the dance floor because of the smell wafting in and going to the patio to smoke. Like a dirty hipster, whatever, right? So I just made this call, like, look, I'm going to order some pizza. I've been tweeting about pizza, you know, online since, you know, for like a year now, because I started this character called Pizza Poppy or whatever. You know, you'll see it on my Twitter. So, you know, that's obviously the first inclination I have in my head. And I just ordered 4 pizzas and walked it. You know, you can't see this on the podcast, but I'm like being very animated about it. So I walked it through the smoking patio in hopes that the smell would lure everyone in. And it sort of did. And, you know,
wow.
Looking back now, it's like, okay, this was always something for people who stuck on the dance floor.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, you know, we don't go out to the VIP area to right. offer them pizza. It's not about that.
Yeah.
So now we still do it. I don't, you know, it's just sort of a fun thing at this point and tradition. And the way we do it is like, we'll bring it right into the middle of the dance floor. And in dance music, there's this thing called a rail gang.
Okay.
Where you're camped right in front of the stage with your hands on the rail
mm-hmm.
in hopes to headbang all night. You know, to dubstep or to whatever it is, and we, you know, we call it rail gang, and that's the crew we're, you know, rewarding. You're there all day or all night or whatever it is.
We call them our front of the line crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got their, you know.
We one time, Good Charlotte came to do an acoustic set, and they were like, "Well, just one condition: we want to get a, you know, those like giant pizzas."
The floaties, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they're literally, like...
Yeah, not the floaties, the real ones.
No,
yeah.
A real giant I've pizza. And they're like, so the only condition is, like, we want to, like, bring one of those. So I was like, tight. And at, like, midnight, they delivered it. It barely fit through the doors. And we crowd surfed it, like, in the beginning of their set. Yeah. And as I like let it go into the crowd, I was like, this is either going to be just the biggest disaster ever, or it's going to be amazing. And it perfectly crowd surfed. Everyone like gently took one slice and then they crowd surfed the empty box back. Yeah. And I mean, it's at the time where everybody's just blacked out. Right. Yeah. So I was so impressed.
The worst part about it was the empty box coming back.
Yeah,
because like, there was like instruments on stage, and the box came back like almost knocked over a guitar.
Yeah, but also we're like, where do we put this giant box?
So you're just watching this box fly at you.
Yeah,
right into the stage.
Yeah, but it was my God, it was flawless.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like truly an important moment.
I'm trying to access our notes. I wrote down a bunch of stuff. I was so nervous to do this without Morgan because we just have like never done it without him.
Let's call him in at some point.
He's like on a music video shoot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's shooting something for Ford today.
Okay. Is there emo in it?
He's shooting
no like emo at all.
Okay.
Commercial.
Yeah.
So you still have like a regular music industry job, is that right?
No, I'm doing Space Yacht full time.
That's amazing. Cool.
Yeah. When I started it, you know, I was at, like you mentioned earlier, I was at the digital agency called The Audience, and it was just about kind of viral. I don't know if it's a meme making. It's not that simplified, but it was, you know.
It's part of WME, right? Or no, not anymore.
WME helped start it, and that was all they wanted to do, was just kind of like, here, you know, we'll create this sort of pathway for you to get there, and it did get there. But at the time of starting Space Yacht, we were working on these guys called the Chainsmokers.
Who are they?
They were these kids from SoundCloud from New York. I think it was like, you know, if you want to do the SoundCloud number game, and it was like a couple thousand followers.
Damn.
That's so tight.
And they had this record called Selfie.
Yeah.
And as this kind of like, looking back, it's sort of like, you know, I don't know, what the tongue-in-cheek sort of marketing. Yeah. You know, we were doing these campaigns for artists that were just sort of meant for social. So we took that and created these like Vine clips of like 6-second audio clips, and we just threw them out for free, and people started catching on. And obviously, we hired a few people to create the first Vines, but eventually some of the bigger guys latched on and, you know, created a hit out of that. I know those guys hate the song, but it was like, you know, you can't, you know, I'm nothing but proud of those guys for utilizing what that, you know, brought for them and creating this whole kind of like household brand from it.
Yeah. Definitely. I fucking love them. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, I mean, Ariana Grande, the Chainsmokers, you know, I don't know why people hate on them. They're just great artists.
Yeah.
We recently had Demi Lovato come DJ at Emo Night.
No way.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was Demi Lovato and Post Malone on the same night.
Post Malone also at Emo Night?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was pretty super cool. Tight. But I think that's like something that, you know, we, you know, try to consider with all of our guest artists is like, they don't necessarily have to be like in the emo space necessarily, as long as they have like a passion and a love for the scene or for that kind of music, or we're like influenced by it at some point. We've even had the Chainsmokers guys come through. But yeah, like, I don't know. How do you think like your knowledge of the internet has helped shape your party?
Dude, I think that's all, I might even say that's all we know. I was about to say that's all I know, but for a lot of us, it's literally, you know, I've never printed a paper flyer, you know.
Yeah.
It's all been Twitter, Instagram, and, you know, I was thinking back, it's like, okay, back in the day, you had a passive-aggressive thing you put on MySpace, and, or you wrote a note or you passed it around in class. Like, we don't, that's, tweeting at each other and DMing each other is the passing note in class. It's just, you know, the same thing in different formats.
Definitely.
So is that kind of how you get artists? Like, do you just DM them, or?
A lot of them, yeah. You know, I see it. They might follow or DM us, and or we might do the same thing to them. But a lot of them, we'll go through their manager, and it's a combination of DMs. It's a combination of, like, you know, going through the label and doing this kind of record thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's pretty similar.
But try to avoid the agent as much as possible. That's what we did.
Yeah,
sure. I get that. I mean, yeah, they have their own job, and, you know, it's,
yeah,
it's to, you know, bark
it's
at us.
It's just different. Yeah. You know, it's like, at least for our event, and I'm sure yours too, but, you know, it's kind of like more of like a promotional appearance almost. Like, it's not, you know, we don't announce who our guest DJs are ever. Right. You know, we don't need to, because we have, it's more about like the community and about like the experience, and we like promote that more than ever promoting like, you know, a band performing, because we want people to come out for the experience, like what's going to happen in that room.
Right.
Do you guys still announce people, or?
We stopped in the beginning of this year, but it was more, you know, it's a similar story, but it was also like, you know, we want people to trust us, and to pull a ballsy move like that was just like, you know, I'm not going to announce, but also, don't worry, I got you.
Yeah, you're going to deliver.
I'm going to be your guy, you know, for this lane or whatever it is. So, I mean, recently we had Afrojack come through. I know he's like, you know, he's been around a long time, but he came and did a really special tech house set, which is, you know, something we love to hear. And I think that's something he grew up on before he became like a big commercial artist. So, you know, we get a lot of sets like that where, you know, you have a DJ that is quote unquote one genre, and they'll come here and do a completely 180 different thing just for fun, you know, because, you know, people won't chew you out for doing something weird at Space Yacht.
Yeah. What's been your favorite set that you've seen there?
You know, that's hard. That's really hard.
Or just like a really memorable one,
or like a special moment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, do you get that sometimes where you're like at your own event and you kind of step back and you're like, holy shit, I did this, you know, just kind of a moment like that where you have an artist up there and everybody's having a great time and it's just this moment that kind of hits you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm struggling to say because this happens a lot, and it's like
you're like, yes, I do this every day.
No, it's not about me. It's about like, wow, like the same thing you said.
Yeah,
people came through for something I never would have even expected. And I'll think back to a recent one was we had this guy named What's So Not play, and midway through his set, there was just an army of like festival kind of like, you know, staples, you know, just the biggest dance artists. DJ Snake walked in, and like Destructo, who owns Hard, they just kind of cruised in and was like, oh my god, you know, we came here to support What's So Not. I was like, oh wow, you know, I didn't know that was gonna happen, but you know, they kind of just stormed his set, and in a good way
they
got up on stage with him, and that was kind of a moment, because I was watching the eyeballs come out of people from the dance floor, because where we have our party is it's at Sound Nightclub, which is a tiny, like a, it's like a techno club. It's like very dark on purpose, smoky, red lighting all over the place, And to bring something that isn't like traditionally, you know, techno. Actually, it's straight up not techno. You know, we'll come in and we'll do our thing. It's different. You know, I don't like LEDs. I don't like lasers. It's a little over the top for me. You know, if I could light a whole show with light bulbs, I totally would. You know,
what about money guns?
Oh, absolutely, money guns.
I feel like those are important. No, we're on the hunt for one.
You can get them on Amazon. They're like $60.
Oh, why haven't we gotten one? We need one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I want one that says Space Yacht on it.
Exactly.
I want one for you guys that says Emo Night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We need a custom like money gun. We just need to shoot stuff at the crowd.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, it'll be good.
Definitely.
So how is it? So from when you started to now, I'm sure it's hard to party all the time, right? So to kind of like...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you still love it? Like, do you still...
Well, go on. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when Emo Night started, I would, you know, I would, like, drink a lot and kind of, like, party. But now it's gotten to the point where I can't. I, like, cannot and will not.
Are we going live?
Hold on. Let's go live on the Space Yacht Instagram.
Oh, boy.
I'm now live.
Hello, live.
Yo, Space Yacht, we are live on the Emo Night podcast. We got Babs.
Here.
We got Babs. We got TJ.
Hi.
We got the Emo Night office right here.
We were just talking about how our parties ruined our lives. I'm getting into that.
Right.
I'm getting into that. So I just kind of mean when Emo Night started, I would party. And now it's become more of a job, right?
Yeah. You're right, and I sort of feel the same. Actually, Gabe, do you mind like posting this up somewhere so it can like just kind of stream this whole thing?
For
sure. Yeah, I don't as much, but yeah, when I first started, I would talk about being blacked out all the time, and half the time I was, you know, and like I would only order pizza once I got drunk, and usually it was around like 1 or midnight.
Yeah,
and now it's more because, not that I don't like to do it, but you know, I kind of like being up Wednesday morning.
Yes.
At you know, by
even 10. When I don't drink, I feel like I can't get up Wednesday morning.
Exactly.
It's yeah.
So
because especially like our event is 2 floors, so it's like going up and down the stairs and just the walking.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a struggle, right?
It is like Wednesday morning is real bad.
But I'll have my binges on the weekends for sure,
and
I'll still party on Tuesday. You know, I'll have a couple drinks or whatever. But it doesn't mean it's not fun.
Yeah.
So
no, totally. It's right. Yeah.
So one thing that I don't even think like nobody knows this yet, but we're both doing stages at.
Yeah, is it legal for us
that's
to say
definitely
this now?
Not. We can't say that. And fuck, when it's live.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
When does that announce? Are we going to have to edit this?
Yeah, let's just change the subject.
Oh.
Edit. So, well, we've got a big festival thing coming up.
Yes.
And we somehow found out that we're both doing it together.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think we should make a big, giant, like, you know, the city is Vegas.
Yes.
We can say that. But I think we should go to the city separately outside of the festival, too.
That would be fun.
TJ's favorite place in the world.
I was going to go this weekend and see Tears for Fears and Hall & Oates on Friday.
Oh, my God.
yeah, I love Hall & Oates. And I've been doing social media for Tears for Fears for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So I was just like, fuck, maybe I should just go to Vegas once in a lifetime to like, see Hall & Oates and Tears for Fears. But I don't think I'm going to do it.
You know what's really underrated in Vegas is the downtown area?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old... Vegas, it's so iconic, like the neon lights, and it's not.
Yeah, yeah. We threw an emo night there once. And
that's amazing.
It was cool. It was weird, but it was cool.
Why'd you say weird?
It was weird because it was like an after party for Warped Tour.
Okay.
And so nobody showed up until Warped Tour got out at 11.
Right.
And so literally between 9 and 11, it was us and like 5 friends.
And then a storm.
And then at 11, it was like a storm of people. Yeah.
Was it like
at that point, like all of us were like blacked out because we were like, "There's 5 people
TJ
here."
TJ was like on his own. Yeah, we're like, "It's our house party. It's fine." So yeah, TJ was like making speeches and shit, like on the mic. Like, just
you ever make a drunk speech at Space Yacht?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like I only make drunk speeches at emo night. Oh, yeah. It's like a thing now. It's kind of bad.
But. Yeah. 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 Like last Tuesday, I was coming from like upstairs, and just even from just coming down the stairs, I hear TJ's speech. It's like at midnight, and he's like, guys, we started this at a small bar. And then I turned to my friend. I'm like, fuck, he always does this. And then right then he's like, oh, Babs is going to make fun of me for this.
You're kind of saying it like, you know, you're shaking your head and like, you know, like SMH.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's so embarrassing. But it's pretty funny.
One thing I wanted to bring up on the podcast was the shirts that you made at one point. The, oh, you mean Sunny shirts?
Yeah.
Those are pretty great.
Is that still something you guys sell?
We don't. That came out of, that was like a collaborative t-shirt. I think it was our friend J-Code, who I think played at your party at one point, and ours too.
J-Code?
Oh, I'm not sure, actually. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. He might have attended. Probably attended.
Okay, cool.
He made this meme that said, like, L.A. producer starter kit. I remember this, yes. And, you know, one of them was, like, the black t-shirt.
The man bun.
And the final thing was like, oh, you mean Sunny? And we just thought that was so, it was viral, it was obviously. So
funny, yeah.
So we hit him up and created this t-shirt out of it. We also made an Oh You Mean Wes for Diplo.
Yeah.
And so those were fun. We, you know, we gave them out to friends. We also had a t-shirt that my partner Ollie made that said, you know, across the chest with white letters on black fabric, you know, iconic EDM shirt. It said, can you tell I'm a DJ? And then on the sleeves it said random fucking symbols that mean nothing. And on the back it says, I don't fuck with vowels, and a couple of hashtags and question marks.
That's just amazing. Like
all the dance music tropes that you can put into one
that's
shirt.
Really that's funny. Amazing. We want to make a shirt that says, can I get a plus one?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like a pocket tee?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great.
How annoying are LA people for guest lists?
I mean, it's annoying, but I think you and I both know it's just how, like,
just how it is.
That's
yeah.
just what it is now.
It's fucking crazy. It is, everybody's yeah. so entitled at our party. It's kind of
same
outrageous.
But. Exact same.
But it's cool because once they come, they're like, oh, this is.
But it's also
not
like if you don't put them on the VIP or all access, they just won't go.
Really?
You know, there's a subset of people who yeah. like. You know, sorry, I'm out of the guest list, and they just, instead of buying a ticket, they just won't go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my favorite thing is, you know, like sometimes like Kristen Stewart comes, right? And she literally just walks in and just hangs out in the crowd all night.
That's amazing.
And she's never one time asked for anything.
Yeah.
I love that.
The thing is, we don't even do like, we don't have a VIP section. Yeah. You know, the closest thing we have is like a wristband that will allow you to not get kicked off stage, like when they come and clear the stage, which is like once an hour. Like, if you want to get on stage, you can get on stage. So when people ask me for fucking wristbands or anything, I'm like, why? Like, why do you even want to be up here? It's, like, so crowded.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be
no
up there ever.
Green room, even, that you can, like, go into. Right. It's tiny little dressing rooms back there.
Yeah, like, I feel the same. Like, at festivals or whatever, it's actually really boring backstage.
Terrible.
And maybe on stage sometimes at certain moments, you know, it's really crazy. But, you know, aside from that, if you want a consistent, like, good experience, I'd probably personally stay on the floor. You know, it doesn't matter if it's dance or rock or whatever it is.
Yeah, same. 100%.
Bab's boyfriend manages EDM bands.
That's true. He manages Hotel Garuda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Super cool.
Have you guys ever had them?
Yeah. So is that Brett?
No, Red.
Red?
Yeah. Okay. They're managed by two people, Brett and Red.
Oh, sick. I don't think I've ever met Red.
Huh.
I feel like everybody in EDM has like seven co-managers.
Yeah, is that not the case for
I think it's
outside
like,
of EDM?
I guess it depends. It depends on the artist. You know, I feel like it's usually like two or three people.
I don't know. Yeah, but you guys have had Hotel Garuda or Manila Killa?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, I think
they're amazing.
I think Hotel Garuda's played in the past.
Cool.
But I think with the manager thing, it's like you have that one that is a lawyer type, and the other that's like a marketing and planning. Creative
and like the type. More social human.
Which one is Red?
Like the
he's
more
the
of the
lawyer.
Logistics. Okay. Yeah, he's the lawyer.
He's the lawyer.
Do you guys have anything in the works right now that you want to talk about, like things coming up?
I saw
up?
That you guys are going on a cruise in October.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about anything, whatever, man. I'm like, you know, fuck the contracts.
We're going on a cruise as well, yeah. But yours looked really interesting. So you're going, where do you guys leave from?
We leave from Long Beach, and you go to Ensenada in Mexico.
Okay.
I'm not sure where Ensenada is, but it sounds very crazy.
That's awesome.
We're going from New Orleans to Cozumel with Warp Tour.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Is that the first warped boat?
Yes, mm-hmm. The first Warp Tour cruise. I've never been on a cruise. Have you ever been on a cruise?
I've never been.
I don't know what to expect.
Are you scared?
I'm scared, but not for the reasons of being on a cruise. It's more being in the same place for 4 days.
Yes. Yeah, you can't leave. Yeah.
Literally can't leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
frightening.
Just let it settle in for a second.
I know. I know. It's like every time we talk about this, I get crippling fear.
Yeah.
But especially for artists, I feel like it would be so tough to be in a place where you literally have to kind of watch your every move, right? So you can't really, like, imagine an artist having, like, all of their fans on this isolated ship, right? Just out in the middle of nowhere.
Like, if you're an artist that's not sociable, that's yes. just not the place for you to be. You're going to be in your cabin all the time.
Exactly. Like, there's nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
Except, I guess, your cabin.
Which doesn't seem like the best place to hide.
No.
We'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. On the next episode. So you guys are like throwing an event, DJing.
Yeah, we're hosting this. They're bringing on like these party crews to do their own stages. So we booked our own stage there. So it's like six different, you know, mini cruise parties, but conglomerated into a giant cruise party. And I actually think that's really cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So another thing I wanted to ask you is sort of like how you balance your personal life with like what is a personal life?
Yeah. Right.
Also, yeah. But yeah, kind of like do you do anything specifically to kind of focus on keeping your personal life as alive as possible, even though it's dying every day of your life?
Babs is like watching me smirk the whole time she's saying that. I'm just trying to let her finish her question. But no, I mean, you know, Space Yacht's like, you know, my baby. Mm-hmm. But definitely you're right. There's some kind of, you know, personal balance that comes into play. And part of it's like traveling, you know, if I have to go somewhere for, you know, I'm sure you guys do it too. Like if you have to go to another city for something, you might do an extra day, you know, just for a day off. Because it's just cool to see something new sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Get that late checkout.
Yeah.
Sleep in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm kind of online all the time, you know, even up to 2-3 in the morning, you know, weekends, doesn't really matter. But at the same time, it's like I can take time off whenever I want, you mm-hmm. know, on the weekday, whenever.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Well, he's lucky because he's focusing only on Space Yacht.
Shit, yeah.
Like, sure. We have another company called Ride or Cry, and we do, like, you know, it's kind of like digital strategy, creative marketing, like that kind of stuff, and we do that for other clients. So it's like we'll throw a party on a Tuesday and then wake up Wednesday and have to do post at like 7 a.m., you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shit fucking drains you.
Oh, yeah, there's been so many times. I remember, where was... Oh, yeah, at the APMA after party last year. Uh-huh. We were in Ohio, and I was literally DJing while uploading a music video for an artist that had to go live at, like, midnight.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, and the Wi-Fi was bad, and I was, like, having a panic attack, but also... like dancing, really cool. Like this is fun.
<That's> so,
yeah, that's, and it made it just in time. But I started a whole photo series last year that was called Sending a Work Email. Yeah. But it would be me on stage at emo night, like probably Snapchatting or whatever, but sometimes I would be sending an email. So I'm like in the middle of just like raging in front of the crowd, and my phone's in my hand, like just amazing. Sending a work email.
That is so millennial. And yeah. I can relate to that. That's probably like everyone, you know?
Yeah.
The problem of having to DJ, mm-hmm. you know, and then also like do a pose for Deadmau5. Like, exactly. What the hell is going on?
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
There's so many emo night photos of me just like in the background. Like, yeah. Okay. Right. Texting somebody like, okay, get the next person like ready.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't realize, you know, kind of like what goes into throwing a night like Space Yacht or Emo Night.
Right.
You know, like your friends come and they think they're going to like hang, but you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Just make sure everything goes smoothly.
For I think they kind of get it, but yeah. Also it's like I'm just on the DMs all the time, you know, and we're texting people mid-show and mm-hmm. like someone didn't bring an adapter or whatever. But it's like normal, you know, the worst. You know, even the worst case, it's like someone missed their flight or, you know, which isn't even that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever missed a flight?
I've definitely missed a flight.
Yeah. You have?
Yeah. Like multiple times?
I think the count's two.
Two?
So
okay.
not an extraordinary amount, but it's...
Was it by a lot or was it the kind of thing where you're like running through the airport and then you hear your name on the loudspeaker and you like get there and they close the door in front of you?
I've got one of each. There's nice. One where I ran and I missed it and I was just, you know, I walked back, got a new ticket. There was another time I just missed it by an hour.
That's kind of a long
time. And I kind of like just strolled up and made an excuse about how my travel, quote unquote, travel agent, there was none, booked the wrong date or booked the wrong hour. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know, you know, she confirmed this other, you know, hour for me.
Mm.
And, you know, the clerk just kind of rolled his eyes and printed me a new ticket. And no words were exchanged through his
Amazing.
Mouth.
Amazing. Blame it on your fake travel agent.
Exactly.
We've gotten really, really close to missing a flight, but we've never missed a flight.
That's great.
We've gotten to the point where, like,
I think Morgan's missed flights.
Oh, for sure.
And Jacob.
Okay. Yeah, Jacob missed his flight by like hours.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I don't think. Yeah,
I just have the worst anxiety about it. I leave like so early,
mm-hmm.
and she used to make fun of me all the time. And then we got close to missing a few, and now she's like, "Okay, let's go like 3 hours."
I mean, it's actually okay because it's like waiting at the gate is kind of a calming experience.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. Just bad. Work and like right. just eat whatever's around.
Let me tell you, I just joined the Delta Sky Club.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
If you have to fly a lot, it's totally worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like $40 a month, I think, and you can go in there and it's like open bar, full buffet, like big comfy chairs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it. You can just go in there and like work. The Wi-Fi is really good and love it.
I'm all for it. Wow.
He gets a commission off of each person that joins, so...
I was thinking that. In my head, I was like...
This podcast is sponsored by Delta Airlines. It's Delta Sky Club. So.
I love that.
Are you traveling a lot for Space Yacht still? Or are you guys sticking around L.A.? Or are you in other cities now?
Yeah, I actually like staying around, like staying put.
Yeah.
Not so much that... You know, yes, I love L.A., but like I don't mind working from where I am,
mm-hmm.
If I can help it. But... Coming towards Labor Day, we have like a party at Burning Man and we have a party in Denver like the night before. So I'm kind of just slowly figuring out how I'm going to work that out. It might be a matter of a helicopter. I don't even know what's going to happen.
Hell yeah.
And then we're back to LA.
Helicopter and jump out with pizzas?
Oh my God.
Dude, that's like great content.
The inside of the circle parachute would be
such safe content. The safety of that is just at 100.
Amazing.
But so when you guys travel, it's kind of in clumps, right? Like you'll do like a week of parties instead of like for us, we just do one a week or no? Because I saw like one sort of list of dates you had and it was maybe like 1 or 2 days apart.
That's a good point. It's different. I mean, right now the thing we're building now is like a 2 week tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go to like Dallas, Denver, Burning Man, Vegas, you know, whatever. I don't care. We'll go wherever. And I'd love to not go to any of those. But the follow up to that is I would love for my team to go to those.
Yeah.
Because I've sort of traveled plenty for these purposes and it's like I'd love to just
Are you just kind of over people. It or you just want to give other people a chance to
the
experience
latter.
It? Okay.
Right. I have like an intern and assistant or whatever, you know, I don't mind having them.
And so then they go and they run the show.
Yeah. I mean, even prior to the show, like we're having conversations with these people involved and it's like, you know, there are other people who are faces to Space Yacht. It's not just, you know, me or Rami or Ollie. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like a whole crew of people. So,
how was that like building that squad of people?
You know, it's crazy. Most of these people came through a DM or like an Instagram tag.
So, and they were like, I just want to work with you or.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. And it's like, you know, I'm not going to shut it down for just because I don't know you, mm-hmm. you know? I'll give you an example. Like our photographer and our videographer, actually every single person who's ever shot or like recorded at Space Yacht, you know, our videographer being the crazy example, he snuck his camera in and tagged us on a video edit he made the day after. So first of all, I was like, yo, this is 10 hours later and you made this recap, which is awesome. Second of all, it's a really awesome recap. So I just kind of DM'd him back. It's like, hey, can I hire you or like bring you on for a few more? I think at the time it was like bring you on for a few more videos. And we just kind of like, you know, he's on tour now with some of the artists that like do special guests mm-hmm. at Space Yacht. They just hired him straight out.
Yeah.
And we got him a job at like a studio that was producing an EDM documentary at the time. And it was just like, hire our people, you know, whatever.
I think we got interviewed for the same EDM documentary with like Scott Sloan.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's him. He's still working on it.
I think. Yes. And we're in it.
That's amazing. I think he's just like in love with the culture of like partying.
Yeah.
And the narrative is sort of evolving. I can sense. But, you know, I'm excited for what he's doing.
Me too. He's been filming us for like 6 months now.
He just like keeps popping up at all of our events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's literally there just filming. Yeah. I'm like, where is this all going?
Scott's the man.
He's going to just end up doing a documentary about Evonik.
Maybe it's two documentaries.
Like, I mean, he has so much footage now that...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's enough for a documentary.
I'm excited to see it, though.
Me too. I'm so excited.
Apparently, we're going to be animated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I hear that, too.
That'll be cool.
Hell yeah.
Well, cool. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Is there anything that you want to plug before we call it a day?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think there should be a shirt that says sad but thick with two C's.
That's really funny.
sad but still a thick unicorn. Which is like...
I keep talking about the Rave Boy hat, but that just doesn't...
Yes, I love that one, too.
Is that funny?
You don't like that one?
No, but I also don't think, like, most of what they think is funny is funny.
She lived in Hungary until she was, like, 12. So there's, like, a lot of humor that's, like, lost.
That's what he thinks, but it's just because I don't think a lot of things he says is funny. So he's going to blame it on my childhood in Eastern Europe. Yeah.
You know what? We'll have social media do a vote on it.
All right.
That's good. Let's do what is that? We'll send a Twitter poll?
Yeah, we'll do some mock-ups, and then we'll figure out the collab merch that will do best.
And there you have it. The Rave Boy versus Sad But Thick.
Versus some other one we haven't thought of yet, right?
Or it could be a yes-no for each, you know?
Yeah, or we could just do both.
Let's get a pulse on it.
We just do a whole line.
A whole line?
Yeah, we do. We could. Just pants. We do some pants, some socks. This is, you know, there's no positive vibes coming from here about that, about the pants.
What do you mean? Oh, no. I was just like thinking
about
the
pants.
We were going to do socks too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been wanting to do socks for like 2 years now, and I can't get it together.
Yeah. The socks could say rad in the front and sad in the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rad but sad.
We need to make socks. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you,
on that note,
DJ.
Thank you.
And, look forward to some Emonite Space Yacht merch and events and coming
Hell
up.
Yeah.
Go to Space Yacht every Tuesday.
Go to Emonite every Tuesday. Every Tuesday month.
Every Tuesday month. Goodbye, children.
Bye.
Bye.
You are now listening to the Ride or Cry podcast.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. I'm Andrew Pryor, and every week I bring you the wonderful and fabulous people involved in French food, whether they're here in France like me or from around the world. Each week, we dive into a specific topic, be it a French dish, an ingredient, or a French cuisine cooking technique. My guests are all about French food. So come join me on Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast. Bon app.